Irrigation Strategy. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And we're talking about groundwater resources as well as irrigation timing for row crops and vegetable crops this year.
Weakley County UT Extension Director Jeff Lanham is sharing the 2014 West Tennessee Irrigation Conference. It's being held today at the West Tennessee Ag Research and Education Center in Jackson.
In 2012 really showed that to us in a big way, how important that water was for crop production. Last year, 2013, above average rainfall, didn't need irrigation so much. But there were some farmers who were able to use those rigs even in a wet year. So irrigation has exploded in West Tennessee, and we're seeing many, many rigs go up every day.
And Jeff Lanham says that explosion of irrigation rigs doesn't come cheap. Many center pivot systems can start at $80,000 or more, but they do start to pay off when you have a dry year. And considering the way Mother Nature has worked lately, many farmers consider it a good investment.
Can't outguess the weather. And we need rainfall for a specific time of the year, pretty much April through October is our growing season. And it's not really how much rainfall you get, it's when it comes. And with that irrigation rig, you have the availability to apply when you need it.
Another issue covered at the irrigation conference will address the regulations surrounding irrigation, just what farmers can use when it comes to the water running next to their farms are under them.
Farmers always want to be good stewards of the land and of the resources that they work with, and they don't want to apply more than they have to because that runs their expense up. They want to know what groundwater supplies we do have, what can we use, when do we need to use it, and I think this will be a good educational opportunity for anyone that's interested in groundwater or irrigation that's being used by agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.